It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. In this period before anybody actually votes, the people who vote with their checkbooks shape the presidential campaign. And new numbers are out today about how much money the presidential candidates have raised and how much they've spent. The big news is about John McCain, who spent every penny he raised and more. In less than a year, he's gone from front runner to underdog, largely because of the money situation. But he says he's not giving up. In fact, McCain was in New Hampshire over the weekend trying to recharge his campaign, and NPR's Mara Liasson was with him.
The crowd at the American Legion Hall in Claremont, New Hampshire, looks like the kind a candidate gets when he's doing just fine. More than 100 people show up, pretty good for 8:30 a.m. on a beautiful New England summer day. But McCain's troubles are no secret to the voters here, including Frank Fahey.
I'm here to see if he can resurrect his campaign, because I certainly want to be with a winner.
Winning must be a distant dream right now for a campaign that's struggling just to survive. Out of money, sinking in the polls, and hemorrhaging staff, McCain has come to New Hampshire to rebuild his candidacy by going back to the beginning. He plans to run the way he won the primary here in 2000, with a bare-bones, insurgent effort, traveling the state on his Straight Talk Express bus, holding countless town meetings. It worked back then, but now, Fahey says,
I don't think it's the same John McCain that we saw back in 2000.
Fahey has a lot of new questions for McCain, and when he gets the chance, he asks a pointed one.
Senator, there is no question that you are an American hero. I voted for you last time around. However, there has been at least a perception created that you have become too close to President Bush and you have supported him too often.
I should have called on your wife. Now, as far as how close I am with President Bush or how far away, one of life's great ironies for me is that I was the most vociferous critic of the way the war was being conducted for 3.5 years. I said I had no confidence in the Secretary of Defense. I gave several speeches saying if we don't change the way we're going to do and we're going to have a disaster, et cetera, et cetera. And so now I'm the guy responsible. Life isn't fair, Jack Kennedy said.
McCain did call for Rumsfeld's resignation 3.5 years ago, but that was buried under the headlines about McCain's ardent defense of the war, President Bush's war. McCain also got a question about the widespread perception that his campaign is effectively over. McCain, who spent 5 years as a POW in Vietnam, said he had no doubts he would recover.
I've had tough times in my life. This is a day at the beach compared to some others, so please don't think that I am in any way... We're going to be fine. I know how to campaign. I never was going to rely on money to win this campaign. I'm not a very good fundraiser, and I'll admit it. But I can out-campaign any of these guys, and I will, and I can, and we're going to be doing it just fine, both here and in Iowa and in South Carolina.
While there aren't many in Washington who agree with that, McCain still has plenty of devoted supporters in New Hampshire, like Steve Dupree, a former Republican state party chair who introduced him at an event in Concord.
John McCain is a guy who refuses to back down from his core principles. And he has always done what he thinks is right for this country. And he does not pander or change his views for political convenience, despite whatever temporary setbacks that may cause a campaign from time to time.
Even more than the fundraising problems, it is McCain's views that have put him in this situation. As he readily acknowledges, his position on Iraq cost him support among independents, and his position on immigration cost him with Republicans. One of the hallmarks of McCain's Straight Talk campaigns has been his almost constant accessibility to the media. This weekend, the questions were painful and the answers were deadpan.
Senator McCain, are there any circumstances under which you could imagine yourself not still being a presidential candidate when the New Hampshire primary is held?
Contracting a fatal disease.
Another reporter asked McCain, which is more likely, making progress in Iraq or you winning the Republican nomination?
You mean, in the words of Chairman Mao, it's always darkest before it's totally black? Is that what? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry, old friend. It's hard for me to answer a question like that.
And there was more black humor as McCain acknowledged the huge crowd of reporters and camera crews following him this weekend, his largest media entourage since he announced he was running.
Hey, thanks very much for coming. It's great to see you. I look forward to this same good turnout at every stop I make in this campaign.
Of course, the media scrum was there, like rubberneckers at a car crash, because of McCain's troubles, not to hear his arguments against a precipitous withdrawal from Iraq. McCain knows he probably won't get a media crowd this big again until he does something just as dramatic as running out of money and losing his top aides, something like pulling off a miraculous comeback or pulling out of the race altogether. Mara Liasson, NPR News.